We want to welcome every one of you. Today the children are with us, and today is supposed to be a miracle service. How many of you are expecting God to do a miracle? Can I hear amen from you?
Amen.
We're going to pray for you later. We're going to trust God. Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, I'm sure you're ready for your miracle. That's right. That's how we start the service. Come on. What are we going to do? If you have received your communion cup, please take it back to your house. Tomorrow morning, when you're praying, serve communion with one another. Can you do that? Because we're going to spend time praying for you at the altar today. Is that wonderful? Come on. I want to turn your attention to Luke. Don't turn your Bible, I said. Stay cool, brother. Okay. I want to turn your attention to Luke, the fifth chapter. Here first. Luke, the fifth chapter. Now, this fisherman went fishing. He's a seasoned fisherman. He went fishing. Unfortunately, no matter how seasoned he could have been, but unfortunately, he came back without any catch. Turn to your neighbor and say, he came back without any catch. And he was in this state of despair, hopelessness, and disappointment. Of course, discouragement. And he was washing his net. He was washing his net. And Jesus, at that point of time, was preaching. And the crowd was so big that they almost pushed him to the sea. So then Jesus saw two boats that were parked at the shore. Then the Bible tells us he chose, everybody say chose, he chose Peter's board. Okay, of all the boats there, he chose Peter's board and got into Peter's board. And today he has chosen your board to step in. Are you ready? While you're listening to this message, Uncle Sung, he has chosen your board to come into. Okay? We'll see why. Jesus, when Jesus comes into your board, everything's set to change. Come on, somebody say amen, please.
We have dedicated it here.
Okay, when? Okay. Okay.
You're supposed to see me, right? You are your brother.
Okay, right. They all look alike, those guys. Okay, now you know what? Look at me, please. And Jesus steps into the board. And then he preaches. After preaching, you know what he does? After preaching, he turns to Peter. He turns to Peter and tells Peter, Peter, push your boat a little bit further and cast the net into the deep. Now, how did Jesus know that Peter did not have any catch? Jesus is God. He knows your deepest desire and all your needs even before you open your mouth and tell him. That's the difference between man and God. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. That's right. While you're sitting here and you're listening to me preaching, he already knows your deepest struggle, your deepest desire, your deepest need, and you are not alone. Come on, you're not alone. Okay, let's move from that point onwards. Jesus in the board of Peter. Turn with me to your Bibles right now to Luke chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. Luke chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. Okay, I'm going to read this. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Jesus noticed two fishing boats at the water's edge, with the fishermen nearby, rinsing their nets. When do they rinse their net? At the end of the catch, right? Okay, good to see you guys. And I'm going to mark attendance, you know. From today, your name will be in the register. Remember, okay. The whole family, actually, okay. Jesus climbed into, look at this. Can you imagine Jesus climbed into the board belonging to Simon Peter? And he has climbed into your board this evening. Come on, get ready. See what happens. And he climbs into Simon Peter's board belonging to Simon Peter, and said to him, "Let me use your board." He pushed it off a short distance away from the shore so I can speak to the crowd. That was his intention. Okay? Now, look at what happens then. Jesus sat down and taught the people from the board. When he had finished, he said to Peter, while he was teaching, he knew that Peter was hopeless. He knew Peter was discouraged. He knew that Peter did not have a character and he has lost his confidence. And Peter needs help. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Now, he said, when he had finished, he said to Peter, "Now row out to the deep water to cast your nets and you'll have great catch." Wow, look at this. Look at this. The same board, the same net, the same sea, and the same hours, many hours, he caught nothing. But Jesus is telling him, don't believe what you see. Don't believe what you feel. Don't believe what you think. Why don't you listen to me? Now, what he does? And then you know what? Now, row out to the deep water to cast your nets, and you'll have great catch. You know what Peter said? Master! Everybody say, Master. Master, Peter replied, "We have just come back from fishing." Not alone, the whole team has just come back from fishing. And we didn't catch a thing. We didn't catch anything. Not even he can believe. Leave alone any other fish. We catch nothing. And you know what Peter said? But if you insist, we will go out again and let down our nets because of your word. Come on, are you here with me? Come on. You know, I entitle this short message of faith-filled decision. Everybody say faith-filled decision. Now look at me, please. He fished all night. He caught nothing. He's washing the net, empty net of the debris, and the boat, same water. He's exhausted, he's tired. And now Jesus comes and tells him, go a little bit further and cast the net into the deep. Okay? You and I would have said, no, I fished all night, I caught nothing. But Peter, unlike us, he decided that he will listen to the words of Jesus. Come on. The Bible tells us in John 14th chapter verse 6, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to God except through Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Somehow, Peter knew this man is not an ordinary man. So he decided by faith, not by facts, not by feeling, by faith, I will obey him. Glory to God. Are you here with me? Somebody say faith. Someone say faith-filled decision. Later, when we call you out to pray, you come with faith, believing God for your miracle. Okay, are you here with me? When he said yes to Jesus, he was still in despair. He was still in disappointment. He was still in discouragement. He was still in utter emptiness with no catch. But nevertheless, he said, I'll follow your word. That's why the Bible tells us, look at me. The Bible talks about the beauty of faith. Say beauty of faith. You know what the Bible talks about, the beauty of faith? Hebrew chapter 1 verse 1. What does it say, Derek? Faith. Come on.
Say this from your memory. Faith is the substance. Come on. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
Hear this.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
I hope for a big catch.
The evidence of things not seen.
The evidence of things not seen. Empty board, empty net, barred. I have a vision for a big character. And because I have a vision for my healing, I have a vision for my deliverance, then, you know what? What I don't see, because I believe it will happen to me. Faith looks at the things that are not seen. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? And then the Bible tells us in Hebrew, the 11th chapter, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he who comes to God must believe he is, and he's the rewarder. Say rewarder. Faith rewards. Faith doesn't give. Hello. Faith doesn't give. Faith doesn't meet your need. But faith rewards your need. Glory to God. Which is bigger? Which is bigger? Blessing or reward? Reward is bigger, because reward makes you a winner. Reward takes you out of your hopelessness. That's not just meet your need. And you know what? It says faith is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? So now, look what happened to Peter. I just stopped just now. You know? And Jesus said, come on, get into the boat, go a bit further, and you'll get a great catch, right? Now look what happened. God never lies, and he never fails. Look what happened. Luke chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. When they pulled up their nets, look at this. All night, they put the net, take out, put the net, take out, put the net, take out. Now look at this. Now, once, everybody say once. When God speaks, he does what he speaks. You know, it says, when they pulled up their nets, they were shocked. How many of you want to be shocked? That's right. A miracle is a shocker. Okay? And he said they were shocked to see a huge catch. Everybody say huge catch. In Cantonese, motak teng catch. Amen. And it says here, they were shocked to see a huge catch of fish, and the nets were ready to burst. God blesses you beyond your imagination. Put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. He blesses you beyond your capacity so that you can cook curry with somebody else. Curry fish head. And it goes on to say, they waved to their business partners. Look, Marie, you know, you are blessed to be a blessing. And they called, waved the business partners in the other boat for help. They ended up completely filling both the boats with fish until they begin to sink. Look at me. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Why? Because Peter made a faith-filled decision. Right? Even though we fished all night, we caught nothing, but at your word, we will push the boat, pick up courage, put the net, and they caught. Hallelujah. You know what the Bible tells us? In Romans 10 and verse 11, Sasyapa yang percaya dalam Yesus, dia tidak dipermalukan. Those who believe in Jesus will not be put to shame. How many want to believe God for big things? Can I amen from you? Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody shout amen. Amen. That's right. Okay, are you here with me or not? I'm going to believe God for big things. I'm going to ask one of the pastors to come and we're going to pray. Catherine, you stand. We're going to pray for her brother. Okay? She is a cancer healer, not survivor. Zero cancer. Amen. Both of them sitting in the same row. Then another one there. Yeah. Cancer healer. Okay, come. I'm going to pray for your brother. We're going to pray for the brother who has got cancer too. But now there's liver condition. Yeah. We're going to pray right now. Come on, you stretch your hands. You want to believe together with me? Yeah. Next week she'll testify. Okay, she's going to say God healed the brother's liver. Father, we lift up Joseph Tan.
Joseph Low.
Joseph Low. Why did I change name? Oh, the word tan doesn't sound very good, right? Yeah. Now I know why. Okay. Now I remembered. Okay. Father, we just commit Joseph, Lord, into your hands as the people are gathered here. Amen. Lord, as we put our faith together, amen, as big as we can, we command that growth in the liver, yes, to subside, heal in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just like Catherine, we pray the brother will be cancer healed. Amen. Not survivor, cancer healed. Yes. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Receive the healing. Amen. I want to pray for Jephthah. Jephthah. You moved from that to here? Thank you, Lord. The brother is severe Parkinson's, and we want to trust God for healing. Can you, Sarah? Can you believe? Okay, thank you, Lord. Father, we commit Jephthah into your hands, and by the stripes of Jesus, we declare by faith. Everybody say, by faith. Come on, by faith. We want to believe that Jephthah to be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. That's right. Everybody say, by faith. Come on, say, by faith. We have become an overcomer. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. We have become, those who are born of God, we have become overcomer. What made us to be an overcomer? Not our birthright as the children of God. It's our faith. Look at the scripture. 1 John 5 4. It's your faith that makes you an overcomer. Come on. We want to believe. We don't want to believe what we see. We don't want to believe what we feel. We don't want to believe the waiting time. But we want to believe by faith. For whatever is born of God, I'm born of God. You're born of God. And hey, hello. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Everything that's in the world. Everything in the world. Pressure, passion, lust, everything. And it's, and this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Everybody say, our faith. It's your faith. It's your faith. Come on. Are you here with me? Peter made a decision by faith to go back to the same water, to go back to the same empty sea, go back to the same empty net, go back to the same situation. When you draw this net out, that net was breaking because the catch was too huge. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Now look what Jesus talks about faith. Are you ready to hear? You know what Jesus talks about faith? Mark the 10th chapter and verse 27. You know what Jesus talks about faith? Come on, sit down. Hey, close the door at the back, please. Come on, come on, come sit down. Okay, close, close. Pass away. Watch the highway, please. Can you collect some toll so people won't go out? Maybe every time go out, collect 15 ringgit, okay? Okay, you know what? Jesus said in Mark the 10th chapter verse 27, Jesus, Caleb, sit quietly with your parents. Yeah, I know. She wants to count. Okay, right, count, please. Quietly count. You know what? Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at the people. And he said, with man, this is impossible. With man, this is impossible. But with God, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And in Mark the 9th chapter verse 23, Jesus said, if you can believe, every one of us can believe. If you can believe, why you can believe? You know what? When you walked into the chair, walked into the hall, you came and sat down. You never examined the chair, whether there's a thumbtack underneath. When you sit down, poke a bar. No, you just sat down because you trusted that this chair will not crumble. You didn't come to church for so long, but the chairs are still strong. You also same. The chairs are still strong. You didn't examine the chair, right? You didn't examine the chair, but you came and sat down. You know what? Every human being has got the power to believe. Amen. And you need to exercise that power today. Like what? These people have exercised the power to believe. With all the complaints, she believed. And she believed ardently that God will heal her. Are you here with me? Even though she complained, God healed her. Huh? Your mother, you know your mother better than I know. God heal. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Because God is a father. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. And Jesus said, if you can, to them that believes, all things are possible. And I want you to believe. Come on. I don't care how long you waited for your miracle. I don't care how long you waited for your breakthrough. I don't care what path you went through. But today is a brand new day. Hallelujah. And I want you to believe. You believe for a miracle. And we want to harvest miracles today. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. And about faith, Jesus said this. About faith, Jesus said this. In John 11, chapter verse 40, Jesus looked at Martha. And the brother is dead. And it's, you know what Jesus said? Martha, didn't I tell you, Martha? This is the message to the church all through the years. Didn't I tell you? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. See the screen. That's our problem. Because we believe what we see. We believe what we hear. I'm okay. We believe what we see. We believe what we feel. We believe what people say. But we fail to believe what Jesus tells us. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Today, if you decide to make a faithful decision, you will see a miracle in your life. Especially those who want to see a miracle. Come on. I want to share with you. I'm going to close. Some testimonies are coming. I want to share with you two powerful miracles that will change your life. Do you want to hear those at the back wave the last row? Yeah, that's right. Okay, enough. Don't wave until you get this location. Okay, just ask them to wave them. I think you guys should be waving banner at the back. Huh? Those who are waving, wave, Charlton especially. He got all the muscles in every place. Charlton,
wave the what? The what?
The flag. Okay. Two powerful miracles. Look at me, please. This is the reason why many of us are sitting here. You go, Gopi, that's the reason why you're here. Okay. Number one, the miracle of new life. The miracle of new beginning. Satu permulaan yang baru. Satu hidup yang baru. Satu nyawa yang baru. You know, the Bible tells us, give me a few minutes, the Bible tells us in John the 14th chapter verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody comes to God except through me. Nobody comes to the Father. Jesus said, I'm the way. You may be looking for the way, and the way is not leading you to the place where you want to go, but Jesus is the way. And in John chapter 1 verse 12, if we take the path, the Bible tells us in John chapter 1 and verse 12, as many as who give their life to Jesus, they become the children of God. God gives them the right to become the children of God. Do you know, I'm not just children of my father and mother also only, but I'm a child of God. Turn to your neighbor and I'm a child of God. And what happens when this happens? This is the new beginning. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, anyone, doesn't matter whether you are, whatever background you could be, God is respective of your background. Anyone in Jesus is a new creation, a new beginning, a new year, a new beginning. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. All things have gone. All things, all life, all struggles, all battles, all challenges, all temptation, all things have gone. Have passed away, behold, all things has become new. Is that wonderful? How did he make it happen? The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. He shed the blood of Jesus. He redeemed us by his precious blood. Ajit, he redeemed us by his blood. And you know, and that blood was shed very painfully on the cross. He was crucified. And through the forgiveness of our sin, according to the manifold grace of God, we attain This new status called anyone in Christ is a new creation. All things have gone. Everything has become new. I want to ask you this question. How many of you sit it here today? As you enter into 2024, you need a new beginning in your life. Don't put up a hand. Okay? Don't put up a hand. We're going to pray for you later. We're going to pray for you that God will usher a new beginning in your life. Can somebody say amen, please? Okay? I can hear somebody talking at the back, you know. My ears are very sharp. Okay. Cool down, please. Santai. Okay. I'm going to ask Brother David. Not yet, David. This man has been in the prison for many years. He was a drug abuser and almost committed suicide. On the verge of suicide, Jesus came into his life. And his life completely changed. And he's got a beautiful family, two lovely children. And I'm going to ask David Chong to come. And we haven't ordained him, so we call him David Chong first, to come and share his short testimony. And he is not just a testimony, he's a living testimony of a living God.
Good evening, church. Thank you, Pastor Rajan. Before I share my short testimony, if any one of us is at a crossroad, haven't decided Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior of you, if you are in and out of that decision, I pray you make a final decision, a faith-filled decision today, and you can see the change in our lives. Amen. For me, I come from a very broken family, terribly broken. And then in school also, haywire. And by the time I was 24 years old, I landed in prison. If today I tell you, I was a drug addict for 20 years, heroin addict for 20 years, addicted, very serious addiction. And 13 years, 5 months, 11 days inside there in prison. 13 over years, 5 months, 11 days. And come out from prison, still hooked on drugs again. Tried to escape from drugs, went to Singapore. Also hooked again there. Singapore is such a police state, cannot avoid this heroin. At the very verge of my life, last step that I thought I would want to give my life away. That was the time I give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, almost. I think 10, 11, you really dare not count, so you want to die already. It was in 1996, January, you see. And that was the time when the Lord, I had an encounter with Jesus, and he said, if you don't want your life, why don't you surrender it to me? Wow. From then on, a very hopeless life until today. As I stick to the Lord through this church, to our reverend here, our Appa Rajan, really give thanks to God. God has really changed my life. From 42 years old, when I had nothing at all, literally, you know, a drug addict's life is a very, very downtrodden life. I'm talking about myself. And the Lord, by his mercy and grace, had an encounter, asked me to surrender my life wholly to him, fully. And until today, I give thanks to God. Many of you know that I'm happily married to Pochu and to Yang Sans. Give thanks to God. Jesus says, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he says, I've come to give you life, and that we may have it more abundantly. Give thanks to God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, David. Wow. And he has got two lovely children. One is Ivan, the naughty boy, and Eugene, the mischief boy. Can you stand? Where is Ivan? Okay, can you wave? Look at him. Look at that, okay? Now, this is a powerful testimony of anyone in Christ is a new creation. All things have gone. Everything has become new. If you're sitting here and you're struggling with your old life, you've come to the right meeting. Doesn't matter whether you're young or old, there's a new beginning waiting for you. When you get old, we may think with this thought field pattern that I'm old, what is there for anything? No. Remember what David said, John 10:10, the devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give give you life and life more abundantly. Put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Whoa. If you already have this abundant life, you need to bring to somebody else. If you don't have, tonight is your best opportunity. Number two, I'm going to close. Number two, the second miracle that I'd like to share with you is the miracle of healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. How many of you need to be set free? How many of you need to be healed? These miracles go together. Say, go together. Now, Jesus is ready to bring healing. Okay? Now, in Matthew, the 27th chapter, verse 26, how did this healing originate? It's not through some recitation. It's not through some formula. It's not through some quotation in the Bible. But it is by the wounds of Jesus. Look, it says here, so he, who is the he? Who is the guy? Say again? Pilate, yes, Pilate, the Roman soldier, Roman emperor. Okay, so he released Barabbas. Barabbas is a real thief. He released the thief to the people. Go. And he ordered Jesus to be beaten. To be beaten with whip of leather straps embedded with metal. Not just leather, no. But embedded with metal, sharp metal. If you're dealing with secondhand metal, you should know what I'm talking about. Huh? Okay, metal, and afterward to be crucified. Look at me, please. Jesus was lashed or whipped 39 times. Not once, not twice, Eugene. 39 times so that you don't sleep and get healed. You know, I mean, you're awake, I know. 39 stripes. And today, the stripes are not just marks. They are bleeding wounds. Every time you come to Jesus, those wounds are opened by faith that you receive your healing. That's how you receive your healing. Not through all the herbal treatments and all that. Jesus healed you. Can you, Adila, can you tell your mom? That's right. And it's the same with Catherine too. They both have all the facilities to try all the outlet medicine, but they decided to put their trust in Jesus. Both cancer healed. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Isaiah 53 and verse 5 describes it. Look at Isaiah. But Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of peace was upon him. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Yeah. Now, it is God's will that you should be healed. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Tomorrow, you will be hearing a testimony of this lady called Eva. She was on the deathbed and God just touched her and healed her. And she's coming tomorrow to testify. She's coming tomorrow for the service to testify. Okay? Now, both of them were not prepared to testify. Let me share with you this lady. Can you give me the picture? This is Lady Jane. She's from Kluang, a Malaysian. But now she is a CEO of Pan Pacific Hotel, one of the prestigious hotel in Hanoi. You know, the ones in the center. Okay? The one in center, standing next to me and next to Pastor Jonathan. Give me the next photo. You know, this is Lady Jane. You know what? I have not seen her. She has only heard my voice broadcast that I used to send. I've stopped it. Now no more. Out of season. Okay? Now, one of the voice message was this. She was bleeding. She told me. She was bleeding. Doctor said, this chemo is not working for you. And we can't do anything. And this is the last call for you. Last call. And the last call is heaven call. And then she hears my voice message, the broadcast. And that day, I just mentioned Psalms 118 verse 17. This was the message. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And that was the message. While she was lying there, you know, she was lying there. It's like God spoke to her and a healing virtue began to flow through her. And that's it. That was the beginning of a healing. And today she's healed. You know, when she first saw me, I've never seen her. She came in this, I'm ground floor. I'm going up to speak to the pastors. I don't know that I'm speaking in that hotel. She asked me whether you could come and see me. I haven't seen you. I want to see the man that was instrumental in my healing, you know. And you know what? I went to the next floor, Hanoi. Vietnam, Hanoi. I went to the second floor. She came running. Jonathan was there. Were you there together? And she came and hugged me. She hugged me and started crying. Really crying, weeping. And then I feel very strange, a lady hugging me like that. And then I let her go. I tried to let her go. She let go and hugged me again. She was so overwhelmed and overtaken by the gratitude that Jesus had to use me and bring healing to her. And today she is a Christ ambassador, connecting the communist country to the gospel of Jesus. And just recently, our prime minister was in Hanoi. Look at her, whom she meets. And she's connecting leaders and prime ministers, and God is using her. And I want you to know, your healing is not just for you. Your healing is for others too. Put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. If you are healed, don't sit there and do nothing. Bring people into the kingdom of God. God heal you so that you can heal others. And today, she is a bridge. She is a bridge to the communist country and to the Christian world. And she is a preacher. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Is that wonderful? Come on. She was also set free from the spirit of death. Yeah, she was lying there, I don't know, like bleeding. You know, she had a colon cancer, bleeding inside. And the doctor said, bye-bye, sayonara, finish. When medical science say goodbye, God says, I'm here to heal you. Come on. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Is that wonderful? Come on. And she was set free from the spirit of death. And if you're sitting here and you need some kind of a deliverance, something is holding you down, and you need to be set free. Jesus said in Romans, John the 8th chapter, verse 32, Jesus said, you shall know the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Romans 8:36, Jesus said, whom Jesus sets free is completely free. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Can you stand to your feet? I'm done. I'm going to pray for you. Just give me, Angie, just give me the keyboard. Just a keyboard. Thank you, Lord. Just a keyboard. Just a, I'm happy with the keyboard. Later I'll take the keyboard with me. Okay. I'm happy with it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to take a few minutes together with me. Just a few minutes together with me. All over this place. If the walking can be minimized, the door's opening for the next couple of minutes. Pastor Boy, help me please. Pastor Boy, the door's closed. We're going to spend time praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Close your eyes wherever you are. And let the presence of God just fill you. Just the presence of God, wherever you are. You are standing there. And you're saying that you need a miracle. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All over this place. Okay, Jesus said this. If you want to receive your miracle, Jesus said this. In Revelation 3:20, Jesus said this. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I'm knocking right now. And if you hear my knock and open your heart, I will come in and I'll be with you and you will be with me. Number two, Jesus said, all those who are weary and are heavy laden, come to me. I'll give you rest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. Wonderful Jesus. All over this place, preparing our hearts for miracles. Thank you, Jesus. All over this place, that's right. That's right. All over this place.
I send my word and heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
Sing it again. Sing it one more time. That's right, all over this place. One last time.
You are the Lord that healeth me.
That's right.
You are the Lord, my healer.
You send your word.
You send your word, and you heal my disease.
As your hands are lifted up, there's so much of healing in this place. So much of healing in this place. And I'm going to take time together with the pastors. We're going to pray for you right now. And as I ask you for a decision, I want you to just lift up your hands wherever you are. Number one. Number one. The first decision that we want to make for Jesus is, you want to make Jesus part of your life. You want Jesus to come into your heart. You want Jesus to give you the miracle of new life. And if you're standing here and you need that miracle, you need that miracle. I need that miracle of new life. Okay, we try everything else, didn't work, but we want to give Jesus an opportunity. Wherever you're standing, if you're that person and says, I won, wherever you are, just lift up your hand to me, please. All over this place. High. Lift it high. That's right. Lift it high. Thank you, Lord. Lift it high. That's right. I can see your hand. Lift it high. All over this place. That's right. Okay, I'm going to make my second call for healing. And if you have lifted up your hands and say, yes, I want to give Jesus an opportunity in my life, I want you to just step out and come right to the front, please. Don't be shy. Get out of your seat and just come. I want to give Jesus an opportunity in my life. I see some of the hands went up. Just come. That side at the back. What about at the back? Can you just come? I'll try. Come on. Come. If you have lifted a hand, don't be shy. Come right to the front. Come right to the front. Right to the front. Right to the front. Come. right to the front. That's right. Keep coming. Is there anybody else? You lifted up your hands and you want to come, just come right to the front. I'm giving Jesus an opportunity as I start this year. Come. Come. Anybody else? You're giving Jesus. I'm going to give my heart to Jesus. Anybody else? I'm going to make my second call. In the second call, I'm going to ask you to move the chairs back. Now, those who want healing, Lord, I want to be healed. I want healing. I want to be healed. I want to be set free. And if you're that person, come on, keep coming. Get out of your seat. No need to lift up your hands. You just keep coming. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Come, keep coming. Ash, all those. Come on, all those who are at the altar. Can we just arrange? Keep coming. Arrange the people. Come on.
I send my word and I heal your disease.
Get out of your seat and just come. I need healing.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Keep coming. Keep coming, please. Keep coming.
You are the God.
Keep
you
coming.
Are the God that healeth me.
Anybody else? You need healing. Get out of your seat and come.
God, my healer.
Anybody else?
You send your word,
if you are too weak to stand, you can sit down. Give them the chair to sit down.
You are the Lord.
Come, keep coming.
My healer.
Keep coming. Is there anybody else, please?
I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord.
How many of you would say, Lord, I want to be set free today? Okay, anybody at the back? I want to be set free. I've got a habit that I'm battling. I've got a sin that I'm fighting. I've got a fear that I'm fighting. I've got depression that I'm fighting. I want to be set free because the anointing in this place is so real. God's going to heal you. Anybody else, please? Anybody else? Okay, this is what we want to do. Those standing at the back, I think I want just one pastor boy. Can you be at the door? Okay. Now, I want to pray for you before you go, okay? I want you to lift up your hands to Jesus. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Father, I commit these precious people into your hands as they will go away from this service. Father, I pray your blessings will go with them. And this week will be a miraculous week for them. And Lord, the miracles that they have been expecting for, the breakthroughs they're expecting for will begin to happen. I, by faith, I release the anointing of breakthrough over your people, the anointing of blessing over your people. As they go, Father, your presence will go with them. We thank you, and I declare they are blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen.